This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's a cold one out there. I just checked the temperature. It's 39 degrees. Yikes. It's a little cold overnight, but maybe tomorrow night is, tonight as well. A little chilly, but then we look at the forecast, and it's going to be 80 on Thursday. It's definitely New England going into fall, starting this this last full weekend of summer, right? Summer's just about over, getting into that fall cooler season, cooler nights, worrying about those frosts. But hopefully you took a look at the temperatures in some of your areas and covered a few things if needed. You never want to be too cautious, right? Especially when it comes to this time of year when you still have some time. We still have plenty of time to grow our veggies out there, etc. But every once in a while, you'll get a quick frost like we have had, or almost frost, right? Temperature didn't drop down enough to give us that frost, but it's that, frost warning, if you will. Take a look going forward at the temperatures. We started talking about it a few weeks ago when there's that big extreme difference, going from the 60s down to the 30s. That right there, that's when you start to worry a little bit about some of the plants you have outside, etc. Maybe it's you bringing in a couple houseplants that have been out there, maybe for tomorrow night. Tonight and tomorrow night, and then going forward, you can leave them back out there for a little bit because the temperatures look like it's going to be doing well overnight temperature wise. So that's just some things to be thinking about with this temperature. Other than that, the week was pretty very nice temperature wise. So it's great to be out there. Very busy to be out in the garden, cleaning, getting things ready for the next season, getting lawns ready. So definitely has been a decent weather break instead of that summer that we had of hot weather. So we had a lot to be doing this past week. We talked multiple times in the past couple weeks about how fall is a great time to put a lawn in, to be planting, etc. So we can discuss that today, going forward. So definitely, some good weather to be focusing on outside in the garden. I know this week we were extremely busy where I was. I had a bunch of emails this week that I haven't had a chance to even get to, so I apologize to anybody who's emailed me this week. Basically, since last Sunday, I have been working almost every day straight, so I haven't had a chance. I still see a bunch of emails that I haven't even opened yet, so I do apologize for everybody out there who is waiting for some responses. I'm doing everything I can to help you, so I'll try to, if I have some free time during the show today, I'll try to read some of the questions and get to them on air, but I'll also try to answer them as well. So just want to throw that out there for those who are listening, who are wondering, hey, what happened to my email here? I just haven't had complete time this week. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, this time of year, like I've already stated a couple times here, great time to seed the lawn. We've been talking for a few weeks of, you know, getting ready to seed the lawn, what we could have done prior, getting rid of some of the weeds, getting the soil ready, getting things started. Well, some of you might be wondering, you know, what type of grass seed should I be using here? What type of grass seed should I be using there? There's a ton of different grass seeds out there. In the New England area, you know, we take a look and say, you know, what are most of the grass seeds that are on the ground right now? You know, bryes, fescues, and bluegrass. That's the New England area. That's the grasses that you'd be able to purchase in a grass bag of seed, right? So that's something to be thinking about. But what do the three of them do? Where, what's best? So the bluegrass, we'll start with that because that might be the most common. The bluegrass, the full sun type grass, loves full sun, will grow in there as a little bit thicker blade to it. The rye and fescues, those will take a little bit more shade than more of the sun. You'll see them more in shady mixes. If you're looking at an area that's full shade, I like to look for grass mixes that have no bluegrass in it. If you're looking for full sun, you can have a full mix or just a straight bluegrass. And then if you have a sun shade, it's a mix of all three, the rye, fescue, and the bluegrass. So, you know, the one thing I've always been telling people in regards to grass seed is when I'm growing in full shade, I'm looking to not have that bluegrass in there. Some mixes will have some bluegrass in there. You want it very minimal. Bluegrass will do better in full sun or most sun. If you have an area that's very shady, bluegrass doesn't do completely well. So something to be looking at with the grass seed that you purchase. A lot of the packages now will tell you straight on. It's either sun and shade, shade, or very, you know, deep shade. So those are the types. They also have like a heavy traffic. They have a tri-rye, which is three types of rye grass. The rye is the fastest germinating seed, so they try to have that in there to get some areas to grow a little bit faster for you. So those, that's what you'll see on some of them. But the grass seeds, honestly, taking a look at the back of the package is the way to go. A lot of garden centers know everything about them and will help you find them. But it's more, at that point, it's finding out, you know, how it actually is in the yard. How much sun do you actually have in the area? How much shade do you actually have? Do you have more than, you know, 8 hours of shade? Well, then you're going to be in a really dense, deep shade. Whereas, you know, you have 4 to 5 hours of shade and the rest of the day sun, you're in a sun-shade mix. So really knowing the area and knowing how much sun versus shade that is there is going to be able to help you pick the perfect grass seed. Now, some of you might, you know, be putting some sod down. You know, we've had, we have multiple types of sod out there. There are full sun mixes, and then there are shady mixes. When you buy sod from a garden center, the shade mix is something that you have to request usually. I know you have to buy it in almost full pallets versus individual strips. But the majority of sod, those little rolls of grass that you can just roll out an instant lawn, are going to be full sun to just a little bit of part shade, maybe like a sun-shade mix, but mostly sun. And they actually, a sod grower that we use has a couple styles, actually. They have a bluegrass, and then they have a the Black Beauty Jonathan Green grass seed with the deeper root system. So they have that one. And then one of the popular fads, if you will, that's come out is the micro clover at this point. I'm not sure completely about it. It costs a little bit more than normal, so I'm not sure. That's something we can discuss going forward. You can give us a call here at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, like I stated first thing, it's cold out there. It's starting to feel like the end of fall season. Time frame is when plants start to focus on their root system a little bit more. It's kind of their signal to focus on, getting ready for winter. This first cold patch is kind of when it says, all right, okay, I get it. All right, it's time to start to focus. Which is actually a really good thing for you when it comes to your plants, any new planting that you've had. Getting it to focus on its root system, to go deeper, grow stronger roots at this time. So that is why any of your existing plants, this time of year, we like to fertilize them with the Espoma products. You can be using, depending upon if you have an evergreen or a tree or what have you, the hollies or yews or boxwood, Japanese hollies, azaleas, rhododendrons, those types of things. At this point, be using some holly tone to fertilize them. But what you want to do is you actually want to have it at half the rate of the actual what it says. So if it says 4 cups per size, something along those lines, you'll just cut it in half to 2. Do it the same way on some of the the evergreens. We're going to the drip line of it and putting it in closer to the root system. So go to the drip line, make 4 holes around there, and put it evenly in, then water the whole thing in. I like to do it that way to get the fertilizer a little bit closer to its root system. But this time of year, you might be saying, all right, well, I don't want to fertilize it because I don't want it to keep growing. But you do want to fertilize it so it can help get it through the winter. So that is why at this time of year, a lot of your existing trees and shrubs, you'll be using, an Espoma product at half the rate. So that is something to be doing this time of year. Fall is the perfect time for that. The root system is going to be a little bit more active as they're trying to be dormant for the winter and get ready, store up some of that energy, etc. So as far as, watering, we have a lot of questions, how long do I water my plants? When should I stop? Your existing plants and your new plantings, really, to be honest, you should be watering until the ground can't take it any longer, just so they can store up that water into the plant itself to keep it for winter, right? Who want to help protect it? One of the things we start to talk about at this time of year is using like a wilt proof or a wilt stop, that type of product to keep your plant, the moisture, into the plant versus having to dry out during the winter and getting that winter damage for your evergreens, right? So we're getting to that point, but we really should be watering until the ground freezes to help with our plants. So the longer you can water, the better off for your plants. New plantings and even existing. I've said this a million times on air here, but my hydrangeas on the side of my house that have been in there for a number of years, grown really well. Need to keep watering them until the ground freezes, just to protect them from next year. And by doing that, they've been more successful. We need to think about what you can do to help your plants get through that winter, etc. So, just something to be really thinking about, because I know that's a question on a lot of minds right now. How long do I continue to water? Well, the simple answer is until the ground freezes. Goes a little bit deeper because some of you with sprinkler systems have to have them blown out. So as long as you can water until your system has been taken care of, you want to continue to water. We're going to take a break here and give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A crowd of supporters in Fayetteville, North Carolina is chanting, "Fill that seat." President Trump is defending his power to choose a new Supreme Court nominee after the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday.
I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
But Democrats say Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell should put off a vote on the president's nominee, just as he did before the 2016 election. Judiciary Committee member Senator Richard Blumenthal.
I couldn't improve on what Mitch McConnell himself said after Justice Scalia's death, and I'm quoting, "The American people must have a voice in the selection of their next Supreme Court justice. Therefore, this vacancy should not be filled until we have a new president."
This is USA Radio News. Poland and Indonesia is reporting a record number of new daily COVID-19 cases. Indonesia reported 4,100 new cases, its highest daily rise in infections, according to the country's health ministry. There were also 112 new deaths reported in the southeastern Asian country. Poland has also reported a new daily record of 1,000 coronavirus cases, and in India, daily recoveries from the coronavirus surpassed the number of new infections. India has the second highest number of cases worldwide at 5.3 million and the third highest number of deaths at over 85,000. The United States has the most cases at over 6.7 million and the most deaths, which is just now reaching 200,000. Brazil has the third highest number of cases at over 4.4 million and the second highest number of deaths at 135,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here until about 10 o'clock today to answer all your gardening questions. Give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out with your garden, etc. So definitely got some time to be helping with your garden, because I know at this time we're wondering, you know, what's going on, what's happening, etc. So one thing I want to bring up that you're going to start to see if you have evergreens in the area on your property is something that's called fall shedding or fall needle drop. It is this time of year where your evergreens might start to yellow on the inside. And for some of you who are new to gardening, or even those of you who have had, you know, been in the garden for years, this can be a little bit concerning. You know, it's, you know, looking at your evergreens that are supposed to be evergreen, right? You know, that's the easy name behind it, supposed to be green at all times, is starting to turn yellow, but on the inside. So what this is doing is this is actually getting rid of some of the older needles so that the newer ones can fill in going forward. So you're going to notice this going forward for the next month, 2 months here, that some of this yellowing inside of arborvitaes, white pines, you know, some of your cedar, etc. You're going to start to notice those things. So this is something that's completely natural if you're noticing this starting from the inside, okay? They will drop eventually. It's not something that you have to take control of and kind of shake off or do any of those things. But you need to just know what's going on, right? That's the idea behind this. So if we go back and kind of show you the definition. Evergreen, right, is a plant that stays green forever, right, all year. Those are the ones like your, like we talked about, your arborvitaes, your white pines, but, you know, your rhododendrons, azaleas, boxwoods, Japanese hollies, you know, those types, the junipers, etc. Those are your evergreens. And then there are your deciduous type trees and shrubs. The deciduous trees and shrubs are the ones that will lose their leaves during the winter and then have new ones come spring. And so the way for a deciduous tree to get rid of its older leaves is by dropping them every year. So it's going to drop their leaves every year, whereas an evergreen, like I stated, is green all year. But they still, the evergreens, still need to shed some of the older needles so that it can rejuvenate. Usually, and the majority of the time, you're starting to see that yellowing coming from the inside of the plant. So if you see the inside of the plant turning yellow, that's definitely okay. But when it's the outside, that's when we start to freak out a little bit. So we can discuss that a little bit more, but that is something to be thinking about going forward right now, that fall shedding is something that's going to be happening with your evergreens. I do believe I heard that we have a caller, so I want to get right into that, if that is the case.
We do.
Who's up first today?
We've got Dave in Maine. Got a question about lilacs.
Awesome. Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a lilac tree that did not bloom for me last year. And we did move it. We had taken it up out of one spot that I had it, where I had it on my lawn, and moved it to another. And I put some good soil around it and everything, and she didn't want to bloom for me. So I just wanted to know if there's something I could do to prepare for next year, get it ready for the winter, and then do what can I do to try to help make sure that it will bloom for next year.
Okay. So you transplanted it last year and then it didn't bloom this year?
That's correct.
Okay. So sometimes with a plant that you transplant, that first year that you've transplanted it, it won't flower for you because it's focusing more on its root system and getting deep growth, right?
Okay.
There's a lot of different plants out there that it will shock it and just say, okay, all right, I need to focus, get a stronghold here. Something happened. The plant is just, you know, they don't have, like, the brain like we do that kind of understands what's happening. They're like, oh, God, what just happened? I gotta do something. I'm going to put more roots out. Sure that you probably noticed that it was still growing fine. The leaves were fine, right? Everything was kind of the same.
Yes.
So sometimes that's what's going to happen. It's going to focus on making sure it it has the growth to continue on for the next seasons, right? So that could be part of it. When you planted it, I'm sure you added some compost to the soil, that type of thing.
I did. Yeah, I did a little mixture and continued watering it, and the leaves came up, and the leaves looked good, never wilted or anything like that. And, of course, it was a dry season this year, so I maintained watering it, but she didn't bloom for me.
Yeah, and again, so I think a lot of it has to do with the aspect of the transplant shock going through it. What I'd like to see you do, you know, is continue the watering until the ground freezes, and continue to do everything you've been doing, because it is the aspect of a transplant shock. One thing you can be looking to do at this point is, obviously, we're going to want you to fertilize your the lilac at this point. Okay. You could probably use like a plant tone. Okay.
Uh-huh.
What I'd want you to do is use it at half the rate that the package will say. Okay, so I'm looking at their website as we talk here. So an established plant, and that's what we're going to call it because it's been there for for a year.
Yeah.
So we're looking at, for trees and shrubs, 1 cup for each foot of branch spread. Okay, so however wide it is. And then I want you to just cut it in half.
Okay,
and then what you can do is on the drip line of the plant, so however wide it is, make like 4 holes so you can evenly spread that into 4 different areas for the roots. And then, put that in there and then water it in. That's just going to help with its root system, help get it something for the winter to, know that there's something in the back of it as well, right? The other thing I'd like to see you do in the spring, early spring, is when you're starting to see growth, I'd want you to use like a super phosphate, okay? The super phosphate you can get from Espoma as well. They have the super phosphate can be like a 0440. And then they have one that's like a 0180. What that does is that will actually help with some bloom booster. It's a heavy booster for the blooms, right? So that it will help produce more of it. But I think what has happened is, the plant has just gone through kind of like that shock, that transplant shock, and it's just getting ready for the next season.
The super phosphate, is that something that the Agway, my local Agway, will have?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Any of the local, like, garden centers, those Agways, you'll just tell them you're looking for a triple phosphate or a super phosphate. So there's 3 numbers on a package. It's the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. It's that middle number. So basically you're looking for one that is a 0 and then either like a 15, 18, all the way up to like a 45 and then 0 at the end.
Okay.
So that high middle number, what it does is it will actually help the root system develop a little bit more, but then your shoots, your flowers, it's pushing those. One other thing I'd like to see you do is when you start to see the buds form on the lilac this spring, to help get stronger blossoms and bigger blossoms, get like a liquid fertilizer that will say bloom booster on it. So it's going to have the same number, that middle number. It might be like a 10, 20, 10 or a 20, 30, 10 or something along those lines. But I want it to be like a wettable powder. So you mix it in water. The reason for that is when the flowers are blooming, that's when you hit it with a liquid form to make those blossoms bigger and, better and last longer. So the triple phosphate will be the start of the season to just help with the whole root system development and to push the flower growth. But then once the flowers start to hit it with a bloom booster, that's a liquid form because it's quicker, it's more readily available for the plant, and that's going to actually help the blossoms stay a little bit longer and stimulate that flower for you a little bit.
And that liquid fertilizer, that's as directed, not half the dose?
That would be as directed, yes, exactly. And the triple phosphate in the spring would be as directed as well. Okay. We only do half the rate in the fall. Because we're not looking to push growth. We're looking to give something back to the plant to help them survive through the winter.
Right.
Right. So you want to do something. It's kind of like, I've been talking for a number of weeks about that fifth step for the lawn. It's the same thing for your plants. We're just trying to help them get through the winter because they are, technically growing. You're not going to see anything, but the root system is doing something. So you just want to help them get through that winter. So
okay.
I think those couple steps will really help you for next year. But the good news on all this is, even though you transplanted it and it's having like that transplant shock, it still looks good with the leaves, etc. So we have some, you know, some good things to think about for the future. And I think just adding that triple phosphate at the beginning of the season, as early in the season as the, you know, when the ground thaws, that will help. And then when it flowers, hit it with that liquid fertilizer, that liquid bloom booster, to help push the flowers to be bigger and more beautiful for you.
Okay, so there is hope for it to bloom again. My mom told me she thought that she didn't think it was going to be able to bloom again.
No, I definitely think it will. A lot of plants will have this issue their first season in the ground after being moved. So I think there's a lot of hope for you going forward. All right, Dave, thank you so much for the phone call. You enjoy the rest of your day. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, it will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this. Make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free to give us that call. We'll do everything we can to help you out today. So, something to really be thinking about. And, we were just discussing it with Dave. When you transplant something that flowers, so anything that you possibly transplanted this year might have some issues next year with flowering. So something to be thinking about. There are certain plants known right away that they definitely won't flower that first year, like a peony. If you transplant it, it's going to take 2 years at least for it to flower. So that's something, that to think about. And just, this time of year where the temperature is cooler and the root system, is a little less active, but it's still active, you're going to be thinking about moving some of the plants instead of in the deep, hot summer, right? So if you're looking to do that at this time, one of the things you just need to be thinking about is next year, if it flowers, you might not get flowers from it. And that doesn't necessarily mean something's wrong with the plant. But it can be, something you just look at and say, well, something's got to be wrong, right? It should have done this. So some of that transplant shock is some of the things that could happen. And so one thing to be thinking about when you do transplant any of your shrubs or, perennials at this time of year, to be adding some biotone starter to your, to the hole that you're digging for the plants. That biotone starter is an incredible product from Espoma, that it really helps with anything that you're planting, flowers, vegetables, trees, shrubs, anything. But what it has is it has a mycorrhizae in it. The mycorrhizae is actually a fungus. So you might be thinking, all right, why do I want to put a fungus in my plant? Fungus is bad, right? Well, this is a beneficial fungus. This beneficial fungus actually attacks the root system in a way that's actually going to allow the roots to get bigger and stronger and have almost like the hairy roots. So you'll notice on some root systems that the root will just be, you know, in smaller plants, it'll be easier to see, like the white roots. But then if you have that mycorrhizae that attacks the root system, it'll be like little hairy roots. Those little hairs that are on the roots actually help pull in water, help pull in food, and help so it won't have to focus on, humans to help them. It can help itself from nature and take from the ground itself, from the the fertilizer that's already there, the nutrients that are already in the soil, and from the water that's coming. So it's definitely a great way to start your plants, or when you're transplanting anything, to do it that way. So that's a Biotone Starter from Espoma. It's a great product to be using, granular form, mixing it into the soil as you're going. So if you're looking at transplanting anything at this point, it's definitely going to help you for next season. If you have any questions, or you're looking for some information, how much do you use? Their website, espoma.com, has some great information. I try to keep their website up every Sunday when I'm on the show, just to give you a little bit more information if you wanted to use one of them, so we can get you some up-to-the-minute type information of how much to use, etc. They have a great website, but they have some great products that you can get information on. So you're not just worrying about, all right, what do? I have to look at the package. I can have it here. So definitely worth the look. Great little website, great information. Again, that's espoma.com. Definitely something to check out. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a couple minute break here. We'll get back on the 7 o'clock hour. We'll discuss more of what you can be doing with your plants going on this season. So give us a call. We'll be back in a few.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.